Hello and welcome to the Inspired Women Gathering Show. My name is Dixie Bennett. I'm a four-time best-selling author, international speaker, spiritual guide, mentor, coach, and healer. I help heart-centered healers and leaders who feel unclear about their direction, heal their self-worth, embody their soul purpose, and create sustainable business by tapping into their own body-mind connection. I believe our body is a direct reflection of where we're stuck in our life and business. When we can clear those obstacles that block the path to our best and true self, possibilities are abundant. This show, we discuss all things from life, relationship, spirituality, business, and everything in between. Women are so inspiring, living through their stories, finding resilience, resourcefulness, tenacity, and the powerful impact that we make in the world. I love connecting and having deep conversations that help awaken you to different possibilities and ways of being. I hope you will find juicy nuggets that you can apply to your life or business so that you can live your best life. Are you ready? Let's get started. We have a fabulous conversation to share with you today around the topic of intentional living. But before I introduce you to my next guest, I'd like us to just take a moment just to drop in. Center yourself, put one hand on your heart, another hand on your belly. Just take a nice couple of deep breaths in, allowing the busyness of the day to just drop into the background. Slowing your breath down, dropping your shoulders from your ears, lengthening your spine, sit up just a little straighter. Just do another couple deep breaths. Being really intentional with yourself in this moment. And as you breathe in and out, just feel your body rise and feel your body exhale, dropping into your own natural rhythm, feeling everything slow down just a little. This is a beautiful space to be with yourself and to clear your mind, your head, your heart, the busyness, making room and making way for some new information to come in. Just take another breath in and exhale. And just take note. How does that feel in your body? Beautiful. So with my next guest, as I mentioned before, our topic today is intentional living. And Vera happens to be a longtime friend of mine. So her name is Vera Omlisky. She's a marketing professional with 25 years of experience, aligning business strategy and organizational objectives with marketing plans. She provides collaborative leadership to build and implement marketing campaigns and initiatives, as well as drive employee engagement and organizational culture. She holds 2 degrees from the University of Calgary, a Bachelor of Commerce, and an MBA. In 2016, Vera received her Certified Professional Coaching designation and started a life coaching practice to help people create strategies to reach their goals. Vera has worked in a variety of industries for companies both large and small, and credits this diversity in shaping her ability to build and nurture relationships, to foster an entrepreneurial mindset, and to be adaptable and creative in ambiguous environments. Vera also runs a life coaching and consulting business, working with clients to help them take inspired action to live a genuine, fulfilled, and purposeful life. Vera is passionate about living an active and healthy lifestyle, being connected with people and nature, and learning and growing as a person every day. She has a big dream to one day own a cottage retreat in the mountains. Doesn't that sound yummy? You can connect with Vera at vaiconsulting.org and also on LinkedIn, Facebook, and Instagram. Hi, Hi, Vera, and welcome to this Inspired Women Gathering Show. Thanks for being with me today.
Hi, Dixie. Thank you so much. I'm really thrilled to be here today.
Awesome. So I'd really like to just kind of dive in a little bit. And I'd love for you to share, you know, a little bit about your personal story and how you came to be where you are today. In your business, I know you've got a couple of different things going on. You've got your marketing, you've got your consulting, and then you've also got
Hi, Vera, and welcome to this Inspired Women Gathering Show. Thanks for being with me
today. Share a little bit about just
Hi,
kind of
Dixie.
What,
Thank
what's
you so
motivated
much. I'm
you,
really
what's
thrilled
inspired
to be
you
here today.
To
awesome.
Move into this into
so
these
I'd
directions.
So I'd really like to
just
kind
of dive in a little bit. And I'd love for you to share a little bit about your
personal
story.
I'm going to have a pretty long journey, and I'm really blessed to have a career that's been very varied, and I've had a lot of different experiences. I've been doing marketing for about 25 years in all different aspects, different industries, different companies, large and small. In 2011, I was laid off from a position, and that was a real catalyst for just some reflection and some change, and it obviously wasn't what I wanted. But you know, the universe has a way of sometimes giving you
I mean, I have a pretty long journey, and I'm
really blessed. It was interesting because
I was looking to do something different.
I was just getting a little
marketing for
forward about
what I was doing,
years,
and I was having some conversations with
different
people aspects, about
different industries,
you know, what else could I do,
different companies,
and large
I do
and
this,
small.
Or should I do that?
In 2011,
I was laid off from a position, and
that was
so
a real catalyst
kind of like
for
the universe giving
just
me
some
a bit
reflection,
of a
some change, and obviously
to
wasn't
take
what
some
I
action.
Wanted.
And
but you know, the universe has a way
of
sometimes giving you what you want, but not always in a way that you expect. And it was interesting because right,
and so that's what I did when I got laid off.
I thought, well,
do something different. I was just getting a little bit.
I could either
bored
look
of what I was doing,
and
I was having some conversations with people about, you know,
what
else could
I
do
on my own,
should
I
do this,
should
I
do that, and
I was really thinking about making a change, and then boom,
I did that for
a
number of
years. I really enjoyed that.
The universe giving me a bit of a kick in the butt,
being out of your comfort zone
to take some action, and
talking to people, doing cold calls, and really selling and promoting
yourself
was really scary,
going out on my own and doing something,
but also very
gross.
And so that's what I did when I got laid off. I thought, well, now's the perfect
opportunity.
That's when I met you, Dixie,
for another,
you know, because it
job,
enabled me to go
join
you know,
some
different
networking
groups,
and
which is what
I
did.
So
I started
and
I was,
consulting,
you know, really doing that,
company,
really enjoying that.
And did that for a number of years.
Again,
I
it was
really
scary,
enjoyed,
but
it was
really
fun,
and
I
learned so
a lot. And
I
mean,
being out of your
comfort
zone,
had some longer term clients.
Talking to
and
people,
then
doing
I had
cold
an opportunity
calls,
to join
and really selling
a
and promoting yourself was really
manager,
scary,
so
and
I decided to do that.
But also very,
I mean, partly
gross.
It was. You know, it was really,
you know,
a,
the stress of having your own business is also. That's when I met you, Dixie.
Every month it was,
you
know,
because
how am I going
it,
to pay my mortgage
to go
and my bills, and so there was always that in the
networking
back of my head,
even
and,
though
and meet different people, and I was
all worked
you know,
out.
Really
like I was
that,
always
really
able
that.
To.
That was really
again, it was
you know,
really
again,
scary,
but
it
was really
fun,
and
I
learned
a lot.
I do believe that when
we
take action, we have good intentions,
things will always work out.
And then,
but it was getting a little bit stressful,
so I took the opportunity to
as their marketing manager
to take this position.
I decided to do that.
I'd also, in the meantime,
I mean, partly it was
something that I wanted to do for a long time, and I got
you know
my
the
life
stress of having your own business is also
and it was something I wanted to do
every month.
Forever.
It was you
and
know,
I
how
had
I
looked into it,
mortgage,
researched
and
sales,
and
so there was
always
that in the
back of my head.
Even though
and
somehow
just never really
it all worked out,
like I was
you know,
always
so
able
I was really
to.
Excited to do that.
So I was also
you know,
doing
again,
some like
looked
coaching,
after and
on
we
the
do,
side
I,
as well.
I do believe that when we take action, we have a good intention.
But kind of put that a bit on
hiatus,
but it was getting a little bit stressful. So I took
the
opportunity to
full time job
to take this position.
So I
had also in the meantime
then
done something that I wanted to do for a long
yeah,
time.
Yeah, so
and
here
I
am
a number of years later.
And it was something
and,
I wanted to
you know,
do
COVID
forever.
World.
And I had looked into
happens,
it, researched
and the
things,
pandemic
started
last
year.
And
programs,
it was a really good opportunity
just never really
for a lot of people
jump,
to reflect
and, you know,
for me
so
for
I was really
sure.
excited to do that.
So I was also
it was
doing
very
some
scary.
Life coaching.
You know, I wasn't sure if I was going to lose my job.
So right now I do, I head up
but kind of put that a bit on
hiatus and a bit of a pause when I took the,
you know, our hours were reduced. All of a sudden things were in chaos.
So I did
that. Stressful.
And
then
I thought, you know what? Like,
yeah. So
what
here
can I
do? Am,
because I can either be
a number of years
scared
later
and
be uncertain.
You know, COVID
or is this another opportunity
happened,
to
and
look
the,
at
the pandemic
my life
started
again
last
and
year?
And what can I
it
do?
Was a
and
really
I,
good opportunity. I think for a lot of people
in my head that I really wanted
for me,
to start
for sure
doing the coaching and the consulting
because it was very
again.
Scary.
And so I thought this
you
is
know,
the perfect
I wasn't sure if I was going
to
lose my job. So right now I do.
We're obviously all at home.
Department.
This was last year, but
you know,
almost
a
year
ago.
You know, our hours were reduced.
You know what?
All of a sudden
perfect time
just to
restart.
Things were really stressful.
So that's what I
did. So I've restarted my life coaching
practice. What can I do? Because I can either be really scared and be uncertain.
So a bit of a different perspective.
Another opportunity. I've had a number of years to think about it and my life again and my business and what can I do.
And my focus really is more about helping people that I really want to start doing the coaching
and strategies into place again. To
and so I thought this
goals.
Is the perfect opportunity to do it.
So it's a little bit different.
Time.
I'm running some we're obviously all at home and doing more group stuff.
This was last year,
really
but exciting
you know,
and really interesting ago, and really fulfilling
and I thought,
for me.
You know what, this is
but also
time
having
to
the opportunity to still do the marketing. Mm-hmm.
So that's what I did. So I restarted my
again, the company I work for, the firm I work for,
is very entrepreneurial and we're
from a bit of a different perspective.
Kind of a mid-sized firm, but still small enough
and
what I wanted to do
and adaptable and doing a lot of things.
And so I
about
helping people take action.
You know, I'm wearing a lot of hats in that
some strategies
space
as
into
well.
Place to reach
one of which
goals.
Is community.
So it's a little bit different. I'm running
engagement
and
workshops,
which I'm
doing
very
more
passionate
stuff,
about,
which has been really exciting and really
again,
interesting
just from really fulfilling for me.
A lot of perspective.
But also having the opportunity to always still do the marketing
so
side,
especially
and,
during
and
this whole
again,
pandemic,
the company I work for,
so
the firm I work for,
so
is
critical
very
to try to connect
people
and roll and communicate more with people.
Kind of a mid-sized firm, but still small enough that we can be very
nimble and adaptable.
So yeah, so again, it's been really interesting opportunity just.
You know, I'm wearing a lot of hats
a restart
in that
base as well.
You know, having my own,
one of which is community or
business,
but also
engagement
and communications,
which I'm very passionate about
as well.
Communications,
and I think
again,
a lot of people are doing that. They're doing
a lot
more
of perspective,
and I think
has always
it's taken me a number of years,
especially
okay
during this whole
that,
pandemic,
kind of having
so
that identity, like what am I? Why to connect
you know,
with people?
I should just be doing one thing or the other,
especially
and,
as people are working.
You know,
from home
there's a lot of people doing multiple things and wearing multiple.
So yeah, so again, it's been really interesting.
We are
just for me to
we're very diverse
restart,
and we have multiple interests,
you know, having
and
not
my own
just
one-dimensional
business.
And so
but
it's
also
okay to have a whole bunch
more
of interests, and some you pursue
as a hobby
and
for fun.
And I think a lot of people are doing that.
Business,
they're doing
more
than
one
more
thing,
and
of
I
an entrepreneurial situation.
It's taken me a number of years.
I think it's kind of
be
important
okay
to decide
that,
which is which, but
kind of having
totally
that identity,
okay
like what am I?
More
why
one,
you know.
I should just
and
be doing
for
one
me,
thing or
the
other,
life coaching and the
you know, there's a lot of people doing multiple things
for my
creativity
as well
and
because I'm able to do.
I think as people,
what I want to do
are
in my own
we're
way,
very diverse,
have fun,
and
my
own
have
voice,
interests,
and
we're
not
just
and
one dimensional
posts.
And so
my own
it's okay to
about
have a whole
bunch
of
different
interests.
And
some you pursue as a hobby and
for fun,
and
some you pursue as more of
do research around what's important
and more.
So that's kind of
a
very good creative outlet,
and I think it's kind of important to decide.
But also having
a
stability,
totally okay to have
you know a more corporate
more than one
has been
thing
and
for me
and
the life
coaching
for that
and
being able to
consulting
lead a team
has been an outlet for my creativity
influence
as well
because
I'm able to
do
and
have
what I want to do in my own way
as well.
And have
so
fun my own voice
it's
and
kind
of
the best of both worlds
right my
now
own
for me and I'm very grateful
posts
for
and my own videos
so it's kind of a long-winded
to get my voice out
yeah,
there
well,
my
you
answer and thoughts
a
out there
lot of
do research
really
around what's important to me so that's kind of been
that
a very good
and you know you and I have a lot of similarities
but also having a stability
in our growth
you know more corporate situation
as well, but I think
a blessing,
you know,
and I'm very grateful for that and being able to lead a team.
Thing,
and
the main theme I
influence
think for everybody
goals around
is what you
me
just
and
said
have
is it's okay to have
that
multiple
community
hobbies,
as well.
Multiple
so
interests and
it's
multiple,
kind of the best of both worlds
you know,
right now.
Pursuing
for me,
different,
and I'm very grateful
different
for
avenues.
That. And, so it's kind of a long-winded.
It's also okay.
Yeah,
well,
you
jump, you
answer.
Touched on, you know,
a
I know
lot
of entrepreneurs
really important
back
pieces,
to
I think, especially
and lots of entrepreneurs
and,
who,
you know,
you know,
and I
kind
have a lot of
similarities in
our
they've
gone
off
to
growth,
do something
and
come back
and
to
a lot
their differences
again,
as well.
But I think
they're invigorated.
You know, the
and it does. It takes
main,
a lot of time, effort,
thing,
and energy.
The main
to
theme,
build
I think, for everybody is what you just said. It's okay to have multiple
and for it to be sustainable because there is
interest.
You know,
I go through it myself.
Pursuing
different.
I've been
10 years.
Full time
and
in this
and
career.
I think
so
it's also okay to jump in and out.
Awesome.
You know,
congratulations, Dixie.
Thank you. And it's, you know,
and
even just in reflection, you
know,
I've jumped
in
a lot of things
with
they've
gone
off to do
career.
Something.
Also,
you know, you go in
and
speak. You go in
and it does,
you know, do conferences,
to run retreats,
energy.
You
try
different experiences
to,
and
for
it to be sustainable.
I get bored too. I don't
want to
be,
you know,
I go through it myself.
And
that's
what
I love about the diversity.
10 years
full time
in this career.
You know,
so
my
background
is
my
modalities. And,
you know, I
awesome.
Get to do
congratulations,
the,
Dixie.
The business
thank
coaching.
You.
I get to do
and
some
it's spiritual.
You know, and even just in reflection, you know,
body work,
I've done a lot of things
that
I get
in
to
that career.
You know,
also,
and so
you know,
I've designed
you
my business
and,
that way.
And speak.
You go
to really
help
you know,
me
do conferences,
you run
retreats,
you
try.
I get bored too. I don't want to be just one thing. As people, we do grow and we develop, and we get different interests, or we learn different things, or we meet people. We're like, oh, that's interesting. I want to learn more about that, and all of a sudden, that might open up. I think it's really important for us to get out of our comfort zones and do something different and try some different things and experiment a little bit. And as people, we do grow and we develop and we get different interests, or we learn different things.
It's easy to be safe, and I know,
like, oh, that's interesting. I want to learn more about that, and all of a sudden that might open up. I think that's obviously really important, or spark some curiosity,
or maybe even spark always opportunity to do something. We don't know, and I think if you're always doing the same thing, that's kind of comes back to boring, and that's when we get stagnant, and that's when you and how you can add value every day in your life.
I think it's really important for us. I don't think it's fair to say that if you're doing something different, you have to try some different things and experiment a little bit. I think you can do lots of different things, right?
And you can be entrepreneurial and or innovative it's easy to be or creative, safe, no matter where you go. But it's, you know, there's it's a rationale for that too, having that responsibility,
and I think that's obviously really important. And finding a community and
finding an organization.
There's always opportunity to do something a little bit out of your comfort zone.
That environment where you can.
It kind of comes back to, and I think that's important to you and how you can add value where you can kind of also offer value and.
I don't think it's fair to say that, you know, if you're an entrepreneur, then you have to be an entrepreneur and everything.
Because, yeah, life would get really boring if all we did was the same thing all the time, right?
Or innovative or creative, no matter where you go.
Sometimes we try things, but it doesn't work. And that's okay, too.
It's deciding that that's what we learn from that, we move on.
And finding a community and finding an organization or finding that environment where you can do that. And I think that's really important as well, is to find where you can kind of also offer value.
People in general that I connect with are like
do some different things and learn and grow.
You know, people always had different.
Because yeah, life would get really boring if all we did was the same thing all the time, right?
Especially about women.
You know what? Sometimes we try things and it doesn't work, and that's okay too.
Because women inspire me on so many levels. We're always researching and looking at, you know, I think it's important trying different things. I think women, engineers, I mean, like you, amazing crafters, lifelong learners. They're most of the people that I connect with. Crocheting and knitting and making
most people in general that I know,
and they're gorgeous, you know,
like even in corporate,
you know, people always have to admire women, especially women, that just keeps our curiosity, that always keeps us moving forward, trying different things, craving women to engineers who are amazing crafters.
I don't know if you're finding this, but I'm definitely finding that in the last I'm talking to a lot of people and they're starting a side business or a brand new business, and I think that's almost this time of trying different things, they're starting a side business or a brand new business, and I think that's almost this time of trying different things, they're starting a side business or a brand new business, and I think that's almost this time of trying different things, they're starting a side business or a brand new business, and I think that's almost this time of trying different things, they're starting a side business or a brand new business, and I think that's almost this time of trying different things, they're starting a side business or a brand new business, and I think that's almost this time of trying different things, they're starting a side business or a brand new business, and I think that's almost this time of trying different things, they're starting a side business or a brand new business, and I think that's almost this time of trying different things, they're starting a side business or a brand new business, and I think that's almost this time of trying different things, they're starting a side business or a brand new business, and I think that's almost this time of trying different things, they're starting a side business or a brand new business, and I think that's almost this time of trying different things, they're starting a side business or a brand new business, and I think that's almost this time of trying different things, they're starting a side business or a brand new business, and I think that's
and energy on over the last
hopeful thing to do versus getting sucked into the drama, for sure. And I mean, really embracing my creativity. Like, it's interesting because I've never considered myself a creative person, and people would always say, "You're so creative, really important, you know, right?" Because it keeps your brain occupied. No, I'm not. Because I always equated it
with someone who could paint or draw or sing.
It's just a really
kind of like what we think of like the fine arts
way to, you know, very artistic. I equated that with creativity, and then the more I start thinking about it, and I've been really reflecting on it probably over the last 2 years or so in terms of, well, but what does creativity actually mean? And we can for sure create our life. And we can
really embracing my creativity.
It's interesting because I've never considered myself a creative person, and people would always say, "You're so creative, you're, you know,
learning opportunities."
I'm like, no, I'm not, because I always equated it with all these things,
paint or draw or sing.
They need creativity,
kind of like what we think of, like, I've been really embracing
what does that look like for me,
very artistic.
And so I think I kind of mentioned it, and then the more I started writing, started
thinking about it, and I've been really reflecting on doing probably over the last 2 years or so,
very much out of my comfort zone.
What does creativity actually mean? And we can create our life,
you know, just again being out of my comfort zone,
finding my voice as well, and putting ideas out there that
we can create friendships. We can
sometimes you don't know how people are going to respond to
learning opportunities.
Not that they're controversial, but it's kind of like
trying out my own ideas and seeing how they resonate more with me, right?
And so I've been really embracing.
So yeah, it's really embracing kind of that creativity,
and so and just putting myself out there.
And the video is not perfect. I'm still going to press
blogs. I'm sort of doing videos on Facebook and Instagram.
Very much
so, really kind of embracing the imperfections as well, and just being okay with that.
Because, you know, just me, again, being out of my comfort zone,
finding my voice as well, no matter what it is,
then to just wait for the perfect moment.
Because sometimes you don't know how people are going to respond to.
Not that they're controversial, but it's kind of like
we can try, we can ideas and see editing, we can resonate waiting, and right.
Sometimes we just wait too long. So yeah, really embracing
that
creativity.
That's been kind of just putting myself out in
the
past.
The video is not perfect. I'm still going to press send and post it never exists.
So I think you just do it.
So really kind of embracing the next time you
do
it as well,
and just being easier, and you do something a little bit different.
It's really important to take action.
And then eventually it becomes then to just wait for the perfect moment,
because you know that leads to other things.
Never be perfect.
And for me, it's been really focusing on the action.
You know, we can try, we can keep editing, we can keep waiting.
And so sometimes it's embracing too long, and
but I don't want to.
That's been kind of something that I've done in the past too, just kind of waiting for the perfect moment
to it.
And I have integrity,
it never so I think you just do it.
I need to have that integrity with myself.
The next time you do it, it becomes a tiny bit easier,
and so I'm going to do it different,
a little bit better,
even if it's not perfect. Or I don't,
and then eventually it just becomes a little bit more comfortable.
So that's really what I've been focusing on, is the action,
the creativity.
For me, it's been really focusing on the action in a way that
I want to show up,
even when I don't feel like it,
to show up in a way that I want to show up.
It's embracing, very intentional about that,
but I don't want to today.
It's an interesting word, intentional.
I'm going to come up for me a lot.
Lost a little bit.
I have integrity
in terms of it's not just setting an intention,
but being intentional.
I told myself I'm going to do it, and so I'm going to.
For me, that means being very purposeful,
even if it's not perfect,
or I don't focus, feel like
bringing me into.
So
that's really what I've been focusing on, is the action, the creativity,
which has been very helpful, because otherwise my brain goes
that I want to show up every day,
making that decision to show up in a way that
uncertainty, very intentional to that vortex again of that.
It's an interesting word, intentional. It's coming.
It's come up for me a lot.
Do I focus on today
and just do what I can today,
not just setting an intention, you know, but being intentional,
be of service today,
and for me that means being today. Very purposeful.
Those are the things
I'm very focused
on.
It's bringing me
and
into,
what beautiful center,
into today,
you know, to me those are centering
and more
thoughts,
in the moment, which,
you know,
has been very helpful
right now,
because otherwise my brain goes
to the present moment,
you know,
it is, it's so,
you know,
easy to
what's
get
going on,
the
uncertainty, you can get sucked into that
and
vortex again,
I'll go into the negative spiral for a while, you know, because it's like, well,
or
what
do I
is
focus
going
on today
and
just
and
do
before
what
I know it, I'm just consuming
and,
everything.
You know, add
and
value
then I'm
just, today and be of service
and I'm
today.
Like, oh my God, like,
be purposeful.
This is not
today.
So where I want to spend
those
my
are the
energy.
Things I'm
and so
on.
It takes me a bit, you know,
and
what I have
beautiful
to go back to my
center,
tools.
You
know,
like,
what to me, those are centering thoughts,
coming
from the present,
you know,
moment.
Back
how
to right now,
ways to bring yourself
add value. How can I be
of
service?
Because it is so easy to get sucked into the negativity.
And,
you know, and I go through it too. I'll go into the negative spiral for a while, you know, because it's like, well, what is going on?
What other people are doing.
And you know, before I know it, I'm just consuming
everything.
And then I'm depressed.
You know,
I'm like, oh my God, I can just stay in my zone. This is not where I want to do what I'm doing. And so it takes me a bit, you know,
I have to go back to my own way. Like, what does it mean to message out there?
I'm very much like you. I've actually been kind of spending
add value. How can I be
website a little bit
in my own way in the world?
And you know, I'm inspired to start blogging again. I haven't done a blog since
I still get caught up in
comparison. You know, and looking at what other people are doing.
And you get busy because then you're so focused on
being busy in the business and the doing.
I have to pull myself back and just
then those other things sort of do what I'm doing, slide away.
And it's, and you know,
finding my own way
at, okay, well, what fits,
you know, what,
I'm very much like you. I've actually been
that I want to contribute to
and actually up my website a little bit and being inspiration.
I've noticed too, like, through this pandemic,
I don't know if you've had experience, but
I'm finding people are busy
because then you're so focused on
they're looking in the business, really taking the time
to look at then like those other things going on out there,
you know, and I think that's where us as business owners,
and it's, you know, like if we're looking at okay,
putting
well,
content
what,
out there,
you know, what feels inspirational,
or, you know, being leaders and that I want to contribute to,
and actually sit down.
I think it is important that we're blogging
and showing up on social media.
Yeah, I think because really, I've noticed too, like through this pandemic,
I don't know if you've had this experience, but
you know, I'm finding people are researching more
marketing over the
years. They're looking, they're really taking the time.
And I just think
look
of,
at
you know, like
even
what
10
is
years
going
ago,
out there,
and how I think that's where advertising business owners compared
like if we're
to advertising now,
putting content out there,
it's social media,
or you know,
being leaders,
and,
you know,
and
it's on everything,
whatever way.
Everywhere.
I think it is important
and
that we're blogging,
you know,
and showing
up
on one
of my
media,
jobs
because really
those are the
about
only
media
avenues
that people have access to
about media, you know,
what
ads, the budget,
you know, ad space,
and this was,
you know, I think of marketing over the years, you know,
where do we want to spend our advertising dollars,
and
I just
really
think of,
you know,
even
10
years
space,
ago,
you're looking at
how
billboards,
advertising
at,
has changed compared to
magazines,
now.
Oh,
and now
social media,
you know, as an
huge,
entrepreneur,
you know, it's on
it really is,
advertising,
you know, your
everywhere.
Social media presence, it's
and,
your blogging,
you know, I think
it's
that one of my
finding
jobs
ways
is
to be
constantly
about
media
buying,
yourself back,
right?
So, you know,
it's about media,
you know,
website,
the budget, what does the budget look like,
and this is a corporate role,
and how do you find,
what have you noticed in our advertising dollars,
and it was really traditional. You know, you're looking
you know,
at ad space,
it's really about building community, I think,
at,
and finding the people that are
magazines,
of like minds or
and,
want to find
and
out
now
more about
just
you.
Thinking,
so it's having,
you know,
because of social media and because
really
we can direct
is, you know,
target
your social media
things
presence,
so
it's your blogging,
much better than before. Like before it was so mass, right? Like we're going
to
do a billboard and that's going
to
be like everyone can see it.
To your website.
Now we can target and we can find people who are really interested in what we're doing. And I think so it's becoming a lot more niche. A lot smaller,
marketing
a lot more intimate, and a lot more personal. You know, it's really about
right?
and
I
building
think that's
community.
The
I think it's finding the people that
perspective
are
from a small business
like
perspective
minds,
that you
want
can
to have those conversations.
You,
so it's having
build that community.
Because of social media
and
because
we
can
blog
or when you
target
videos or when you
so
put content
much better
out there
than before.
Like before
it
was so mass, right?
And sure, you're trying to
do a billboard
and
inspire
and
everyone
can
teach people something.
Now we
can target and we can find people who
want to
find out more about
you.
And I think so it's becoming a lot more.
One conversation
or
smaller.
Engagement,
a lot more
even though it's
a
little
bit
more personal
through Facebook,
but at least
in a way,
right? And I think that's something
that
can go badly too.
From an entrepreneur perspective, from a small business perspective,
mm-hmm.
is that you
but
can have those conversations.
I think it is pretty exciting
that
you can be a lot
community.
More personal
and
a lot
and I think
more
when you
blog
or when you
have
videos
or when
you community
put content out there.
So
it's really about
really,
trying to reach people.
You know, really
and sure, you're trying to educate
and
inspire and teach people
either a business
perspective
or
a small business perspective. I think
want to find out more about you and you can
have
that
more that one-on-one conversation or engagement.
Well, and I think
even
like,
though it's still a little bit
COVID
impersonal through Facebook, but at least people
year,
are engaging
it's
a little bit more, and some
and just
that can go badly
to
too. We've all
are.
Seen examples
right.
of that.
Really taken away,
but
you know, and
I think
it
is pretty
too.
Exciting that you can be a lot more personal and a lot more
like
targeted. And
you know, it's
having,
amazing
you know,
watching
that community piece of it.
I just happened
so
to
find that really,
scrolling through, and Oprah was doing
and you know, from
Facebook Live,
from
right, and she's like, you know, and it's that you can see
her
realness. It's like, are we live? I'm not sure if we're live.
Right.
Well, and I think COVID, like, COVID allowed you know, this icon is doing her own Facebook Live. And,
people to show up as they you know, are.
Right.
It's really taken not, away. You know, we all you know, have and I watch it, so too. It's
that, I see it with celebrities. I see it with, like,
just
leaders.
Just looking for the cues. You know, it's amazing. My vibe. And it happened just getting right into it.
And Oprah was doing
and I watch some people who make a big deal about it. Right. And she's like, you know, and it's that you can see her.
He
her
always
realness.
Takes
about,
it's like
a good 2 minutes
live?
To get started.
I'm not sure if
like,
we're
it's right.
It's, you know, it's like there's but you know this also, icon you know, that's doing his own Facebook Live and
for him to get in.
You know, and so it's not perfect.
Not you know,
we
okay.
all have these social
right.
views. So it's that. You know, that's the reminder
just for the
of going back to what you know,
said,
and my
doesn't
life.
Have to be perfect,
right,
but it's just,
right,
it's
right.
just getting right into it. And just,
and
I watch some
up.
People who
yeah.
and that's
big
what
deal
about
the
it.
Brand.
And, you know,
one of my mentors,
been,
I follow
constantly
him.
In showing up.
He always
in
takes
about
a good
2 minutes
ways
to get
video.
Started.
Like
it's
frustrating to do that,
and that's kind of what inspired me.
You know, that's just
my
process
experience when
you wait creating
to get in, and so it's not perfect.
And that's
and,
okay.
You know,
right.
that was this
right.
is still totally out of my comfort zone.
You know, that's the
you
reminder
know, videos,
and it goes back to what you
videos,
said. It doesn't have to be perfect,
and,
but it's about taking
you know, but
inspired action.
At the end of the day, it's showing
you know,
up.
It really
yeah,
and
is.
And that's what builds the brand.
Showcasing
you know,
the conversation.
It's
showcasing
in constantly
the connection.
In showing up.
Raw.
In different avenues
it's
or different ways.
Perfect.
And video. You know,
and
that's
what I
and that's kind of what inspired me. You know, my values as
that
experience was
it's really coming back to just
being
truthful,
being
and,
in alignment.
You know, that was
being,
this is still totally out of
the
comfort zone.
Who you
know,
are,
and
shows
doing live videos.
Message from that perspective.
And, you know, but
it,
at the end of the day, it's sustained.
You know, it really
this
is just
persona
showcasing the
conversation
that I feel
has been out there
the
before COVID.
It's
and COVID
raw,
has you know, allowed
us perfectly imperfect
work from
mm-hmm.
home.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
and
that's what I think we
have
a different lifestyle.
One of my values is authenticity.
You know, we've ever.
It's really coming back,
you know,
just
people
being
getting
truthful,
the choice
being
to work
in alignment
at home
and
being
with their
family,
authentic,
being home
in
for dinner.
Who you are,
and
right.
I know lots of people who really struggle with that.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah.
that's, we can't work sustain this fake persona.
Yeah. And it's interesting what you say about authenticity. And I was going
COVID,
to say like the video piece and not being perfect and, you know,
home,
showing up and not
you know,
really knowing if you look okay or if the light's good today or whatever.
Lifestyle,
like it is about being really genuine.
Then, you know,
right. And I think there's something
that.
About video
you know,
as much as it can be out of our comfort zone. It can be annoying sometimes. People can really see you still. Right. And so it's the next best thing to being in person, but you can reach a lot more people through video as well. That's the other thing about the marketing world now is we can really scale what we're doing.
Yeah.
And it's interesting what you say about like authenticity. And I was going
to
say like the video piece and not being perfect and, you know, showing up and not really knowing if you look okay or if the light's good today or whatever. Like it is about
being
really genuine, right? And I think there's something about video as much as it can be out of our comfort zone. It could be annoying. It's interesting because I've talked with a few of my
people can really see you still,
right? And so it's the next best thing to being in person, but you can reach a lot more people through video as well. That's the other thing about the marketing world now is we can really scale.
Cooper
what
says,
doing.
I feel way more connected now
because it used to be
before.
Like, I had to be in person to meet
with
the Calgary studio
or,
because,
you know,
we're always
on video
and
we're
always
city,
in connection with each other.
Or
before, it was on the phone,
it's
not the same
thing.
Like, now all of a sudden we can
call.
Have so
meetings.
That's a really
can
interesting
do
piece. Site walkthroughs, or we can do but
presentation.
It kind of
really matter where you are.
Genuine.
It's interesting because I've talked to a few of my colleagues.
That's so important to see. And I think that's what builds community. And that's what.
Some
gets
people
your
actually
brand
feel
a
lot
more connected in a way
really
that are in different cities.
Your
so one of my colleagues in Vancouver says, I feel way more connected now than I ever did before with the Calgary studio.
Authenticity will come
always
out
on video
attract
and we're always in connection with each other. Whereas before I was
in
alignment
with
that. And I really, really believe that. I mean, so
look, you and
that's
I
a really interesting
over 10 years
ago and all the people that I met during that time
kind of being
the whole genuine
same.
The women were very entrepreneurial, very spiritual.
That's so important to see.
And
I think that's what builds community and that.
Element, like really wanting
your
to learn
to grow
and
meet
like other
really
women and really support other women.
Personal
and
brand, and
because
you know
I think
we
all
are
coming from the same place, and all of a sudden
for,
the people show up in your
that
life that you need
authenticity
to show up.
Will come
out,
and
you'll so
attract people
I think
that the more authentic you can be, the
more
in alignment
with
that.
And I really, really believe that.
I mean,
the more
you
keep
look,
you
and
that,
I
met
the
over
more
10 years ago, and all the
people
that I met during that time
as well.
You surround yourself
like
the women were very entrepreneurial, very spiritual. you know, on a journey and that open to personal development, and really wanting to learn and grow. And we don't always agree on everything,
really support other women.
The basic values are there, and
because I think we all are coming from the same place, and all of a sudden the people show up in your life that you need to support
each other is there.
And so I think the more authentic it can be, the more I think that's so important, and in the last several weeks
I've been really recognizing that,
the
because it's been a lot harder to connect with people, like-minded people
will show up in your life, and then
right, I've kind of been in my little like, oh, I'm at home, and
you know, people in my life,
you kind of get sucked in a little bit into that,
and that
what day is it today? Oh, it feels like the
same day it was 3 days ago.
We don't always agree on everything,
so how do you make it a little bit differently?
The basic values are there,
and I ran a workshop a couple days ago, and you know, it was all women, and I was like, oh my gosh, it's really feeding my soul, because I've
really missed connecting and with these women.
And I really think that's so important. And in the last several weeks, I've been really recognizing kind of that, because it's been
a lot harder.
Again, one of my values is connection. So I think that's
right.
I've
kind of been in my little like, oh, I'm at home.
So I made a recommitment to
you
that.
You kind of get sucked in a little bit
how
into
do you
that.
Do that.
Even if it's what little things, like texting a friend every morning.
The same day it was 3 days ago.
How's it going?
Right. So how do you make now the coffee shops
are open?
And I ran a workshop over right now, but
hopefully sitting all women. And I was like, oh my gosh, it's really feeding my soul.
It doesn't have to be a lot, but definitely connecting with these women.
Let it go,
and I really missed
when I let it go. I feel it, and so it's kind of a rededication about
one of my values is connection,
so I think that's where I'm feeling that disconnect that every day.
And so I've made a recommitment to that connection.
So how do you do that,
even if it's little things like texting a friend every morning, you know, how's it going?
And I found that,
you know, now the coffee shops are open, you know, it's a little bit cold out right now, but hopefully sitting here together for a walk, it doesn't have to be a lot, but definitely,
and in my head, I'm like, running through what I need to do, like, oh yeah, when I let it go, I feel it, right?
And so and I find it's really about, you know, again, like I said,
if
being true to
not
who you
taking
are
action,
and then being committed
easily,
to
my calendar can be empty.
Those people will come into your life.
And so it's up to me, you know, to design and to design it. It's not about to me having a calendar.
And I found that too, you know,
but it's about having, like, even this morning, I'm like, well,
is it Saturday?
You know, things in my calendar now. And
to be Friday, I've really taken ownership over that.
And in my head, I'm like running through what I need to do. Oh, yeah,
is that these exciting things that I plan
success? And I find that used to be a measurement
of success. How busy are you?
You know, I was like easily
running
to
tons of networking events and events
and
conferences.
It's up to me,
you know,
workshops
to
design and to design.
It's
really about
having
a day in
my
calendar
to the point
of
burnout and
having
purposeful, meaningful,
and now it's really purposeful. Like,
and
it's, and
I've really,
you know, I've even played with my time.
That's one of the things
over the last,
you know,
I used to take clients at 9 o'clock
in the morning. Busy to me does not equal,
and now, you know,
but I used to.
The last few years,
it's now
a measurement of success.
I don't start
day, you know,
10,
like,
that's liberating.
Running to,
you know,
tons of networking Mondays
and
off,
events and conferences,
that's liberating.
Because a
lot
of
workshops
have
a very full,
you know,
just
really filling
my Monday
day in my calendar
to the point of
whereas
burnout
I'm celebrating
and
the Monday because
it's now.
So
really,
I've been very intentional.
You know, I've even played with my time,
looking at my calendar
and
start.
I want
to
take clients at 9 o'clock in the morning,
design it,
and now
if it's,
you know,
over the last few
I feel
years,
overwhelmed,
it's now 10
and I look at that.
I don't start
3, 4 weeks
out,
and that's
how
am
I feeling about my calendar?
I take Mondays off.
Stay, what needs to move.
That's liberating,
because a lot of people,
you know,
just
have
just
a very
thing
full,
that, you know,
that I do,
dreading
to
the Monday
in
my own sanity.
Whereas I'm celebrating,
you know,
the Monday, because it always come from that.
So
I've been very
place instead of
intentional
about,
I'm, you know, looking at my calendar and how I want to structure.
I've even put 30 minutes,
you know,
between
everything.
If it's too,
you know,
long,
it's like 30 minutes.
I feel overwhelmed,
and I look at that.
I look 2, 3, 4 weeks out
between meetings.
How am I feeling?
So that I can
calendar,
get
what
fueled,
stay,
what
needs to
move,
and then have the energy to move forward.
You know, this just
instead of just
that,
like,
you know, rushing
that I do
off the
to
call,
maintain my
and
anxiety.
And I find that with people,
and,
I'm like,
you know,
even
to,
when I'm sitting with them,
like,
always
where,
come from that full.
You know, where are you? Are you
full place
instead of that exhausted place?
And
I'm,
or are you
already rushing
and
spending
time with people?
I've
even put 30 minutes
time,
you know, between everything.
Yes,
you know,
yes,
it's like
I love
30
that, and there's the word intentional again, right?
Of,
and,
you know, just
intentional, and also
meetings,
having the ability
so
to have control over things, right? Like, we can't control a lot, but there's a lot we can control.
Of just, like,
and I love
the
controlling your calendar piece,
and
right?
And
that's something I'm struggling with as well. Is something I'm really working on lately is putting in that buffer between meetings, because especially being at home and everything's through video, it's so easy to have a
meeting
back to back,
and
then you end one meeting at, you know, 10:59 and your next meeting is at 11 and there's the word intentional again, right? And intentional and also having the ability to have control,
trying to practice that, right?
Like we can control a lot, but there's a lot we can
getting up and doing some.
And I loved the controlling your calendar piece, right?
And that's something I'm struggling with as well. Is
and to get something I'm really working to that next meeting is putting in that buffer between meetings, because especially being at home and everything's through
we can video,
it's so easy to have a meeting back to back, and then you end one meeting at 10:59 and your next meeting is at 11.
And yeah, I think being intentional about that, right?
Because we forget that. We get up in the morning, we have our calendar, we're trying to practice,
but it's something like there's something about saying intentionally, okay, how am I
getting up and doing some movement?
What can I do to make my day
breathing
great,
right?
And to get yourself centered into that next meeting, because otherwise
you're right, your mind's not there, and so
you can do other things.
Is something that we can have that buffer.
It's hard to
it's up
do,
to us,
but it is a simple
right?
thing that
and
we can
so
do.
That's really important
because you're right. The burnout will happen, and I see that in that moment.
And people are getting
and yeah, I think being intentional about that, right?
The pandemic wall, like people
we forget that, and we get up in the morning, we have our calendar, we just go.
But it's something. There's something about saying intentionally, okay, how am I going to be today?
They're busy.
What can I do to make my day?
You know, they're grateful for everything they have in their lives right now, but it's just getting
smoothly.
Like, oh my gosh,
we can control that.
Dragging on,
and you're right. You can shift meetings.
The part of it is this
do other things,
being in motion,
that buffer,
this constant busyness,
it's up to us,
even though
right?
we're not
and
really
so that's really important
because you're right, the burnout will happen,
right?
And I see that.
It's like, how can
people
we
are getting
mitigate,
you know,
that.
One of my friends and called
that
pandemic
wall,
like your partner's
looking at
it
more,
it's looking at it like out a
you know,
little bit too, right?
Typically,
so
they're very
know what's happening,
you know, upbeat, they're optimistic, they're
like,
you know, they're busy, they're active, but you know, they're
so
grateful for them having
the
their lives
that,
right now, but it's just getting, like, oh my gosh,
how do you shift your
on.
Mindset?
And so
when, like,
part of it is this constant being
when
in
you're kind of spiraling
busyness,
or
even
you know,
though we're not
from
really
your intentional
leaving
focus,
our houses that much.
And
right?
What
so
sort of tools
like, how
do you
can
use to
mitigate
bring
some
you back
of
to that?
So I love that managing your calendar piece and looking at it more.
Looking
in
at
general,
it, like,
I can. Out a little
I mean,
bit
I tend
right?
to start to
so
get kind of irritable, or I'll snap
at
my partner, or
like,
you know, you kind of get, I kind of get that feeling in the pit of my stomach where I'm just
so
not
what
doing
are some
it.
Of the ways that
it's stopping it is definitely the
how
challenge.
How do you
Dixie.
Shift
and,
your mindset?
You know, when, I won't lie.
Like,
I mean, I struggle with that. And
when you're kind of spiraling,
sometimes we'll just have to have that like snappy, irritable kind of bout and then be like, okay, how can I get back into feeling good? I find stretching is really good. Going for a walk. I've been trying to be really
in general. I can.
Going,
I mean,
outside.
I
start to get
not
irritable,
this week,
or I'll
really
snap at my partner.
Maybe today,
or,
it's a little,
you
know,
it's
you
a little
get,
bit warmer.
I kind of get that feeling in the
a little warmer. But having that break, so
good.
Definitely,
it's stopping.
Something
it,
I've started implementing just very recently
and,
is setting
you know,
my timer.
I won't lie. I mean,
and
I started with that
for 50 minutes.
So working for 50 minutes,
we'll just have to.
And then at the end of
that,
the timer goes, and then I give myself permission to scroll through Facebook or you know, go grab a tea.
I find stretching
that time. I try to do some breathing
for a walk.
I've been trying to be really
active,
kind
of motion,
getting
kind
of
every
shake
day.
It out. Not this week.
I find that
really
has
cool.
been very helpful.
Maybe today. It's a little bit warm.
So having a practice of
yeah,
that,
yeah,
that
but having that
morning,
break, so definitely
that
very, very
something
helpful.
I've been
started implementing
for, you know,
just very recently
on and off
setting
the last
my timer
a lot,
and putting
lot
it on for 50
years.
Minutes.
So working for 50 minutes.
And you don't notice that right away.
And then at the end of that, the timer goes,
and then I give myself permission to
morning. I do Facebook or, you know, go grab a tea.
And during that time,
find writing sticky
breathing.
Notes is really helpful.
So I'll
do
some,
a little
you know,
sticky
note
kind
of
a motion
to just
shake
it
out
or something. I'll put
I
it
find
on
that
computer,
that has
like
been
some
very helpful.
And just that visual
so having a practice
bring me back.
Of that. I meditate in the morning. I find that that's
yes, you
can
very,
find
very
accountability
helpful.
Partner.
So
sometimes
for,
if
you
you're
know,
feeling a bit low
on and off for the last
friend
a lot,
and have like a code word or something that like means I need
and you don't
some
notice that
right
away. But when
you,
you
know, again, back to that connection
sit and meditate
piece
and
in
having
minutes
someone
in the morning,
that
I do try to set
an
intention for the day and try to go back to
but
that.
Yeah, I think a lot of it is just
find writing
a sticky note.
Recognizing when you're feeling
it
and
then stopping it
and quote
or just a word or something, I'll put it on the computer
like
so that
I
can see it.
That's
and just
that
visual
that's
reminder
very,
to bring me
that's
back.
Not purposeful at all. That's not beneficial. I think stopping
you can
having
find
a break
accountability
and then
partner.
Coming back
so sometimes if you're feeling a bit
is,
low, text
is
a friend
really good idea.
And have like
so
a code
for me
word or something that like
kind of
means
some
I need some
me.
Support right
I,
now.
I work out.
You know, again, back to
that
connection
super
piece
helpful
and having someone that can help
physiological and mental
this.
Health perspective.
But yeah, I think a lot
you know,
of it is
to
just
really positive
like you
book,
said, recognizing when you're
news,
feeling it and then
try to listen to positive
positive
podcasts
and just taking
as
a break.
And
again, because
that's surrounding
it,
yourself
I think
with really
that's,
positive,
like-minded
that's
very,
people,
that's something
not
that you can
learn
from,
that's
something
beneficial.
That you can
I think
get support from,
having a break
and
that
doesn't
suck
you
back.
Into that negative
is space is a really good idea. So,
but yeah, for me, it's just been really focusing on being intentional and being intentional about my health and being intentional.
Obviously, that's super helpful from a physiological and mental health perspective.
Beautiful.
You know, try to read really positive books. I don't listen to the news. I try to listen to really positive podcasts as well.
You know, meditation.
And again, because that's surrounding yourself with really positive, like-minded people.
I used to struggle with it. Something that you can learn from, something that you can get support from.
And it doesn't suck you into that negative.
But I've also kind of changed how I'm.
But yeah, for me, it's just been really focusing on being intentional and being intentional about my health and being intentional about,
you know, I don't setting listen to a lot of things
for the day, but
I'm walking and very much.
And I think that's a great reminder too.
Twice a day, you know, I know your experience, but with me,
and I just go for short meditation, even like just a 20-minute walk, or I just go around the block.
You know, I used to struggle with it,
and
to be honest, like sometimes I still struggle,
you know, or whatever.
But I don't listen. But I've also kind of changed how I meditate, because I think meditation is just very mindful.
And then I come back, and it's always when I come back that I get my inspiration.
You know, I don't, you know, I always find that it's walking.
And
you know, very much
in a lot of my spiritual practices, we spend time
giving away,
like letting go,
and I just go for short little walks, even like just a 20-minute walk.
Or I just go. Second part
is then about, you know, I just go out
whole block.
So I found that now part of my, you know, unconscious practice.
And is everything that I do, there's an energy of like really just as I'm going out, it's like I'm giving away.
And then I come back,
and it's always when I come back that I get the action.
You know, I always find that it's dreams, ideas to,
you know,
take action.
In a lot of my spiritual practices, we spend time giving away, like letting go, giving away.
Yeah, I love that. I love.
And then on the
I think again, just taking that break, and like you said, going for a walk doesn't have to be long, but it's just that like shift in your mindset and that shift in the change of scenery that makes your, you know, yeah, the energy. And it's funny because people always say I have the best ideas in the shower, or like when I'm in bed, and you know, like, and it's true because your brain has just had time to relax. You're thinking about something different, and it's kind of just in your subconscious, right? Thinking about it, and then that idea will come up. But if we try to push it, it's not, and then we're gonna get frustrated, right? Like, oh, how come I can't be creative? How come I
think again, just taking that break and like you said, going for a walk doesn't have to be long, but it's just that like shift.
And I find that with meditation, like the question about meditation, that makes your, you know, yeah, the energy. And it's funny because people always say it's the best. Ideas like, oh, in the shower, or like in my mind has to bed, be clear, you know, like, and it's like true because your brain has just had time to relax. You're thinking about something different today. Like, it's kind of just
A, that's not really realistic, but B, we need to think about it. And then that idea will come up. But if we try to push it,
it's not going
to
be perfect.
It's not. And then we're going to get frustrated, right? Like, if someone's sitting
creative, how come I can't think of that idea? How come I can't think of that solution?
Even if you've got thoughts, because we're pushing and forcing it too much.
That, and I find that with meditation, like a question of meditation.
I truly believe that.
And having some time,
I think, again, it's back to like, oh, it has to be
regardless
perfect.
Of like what your mind has to be, or regardless of whether you're fidgeting or not.
The Dalai Lama,
and I think like, there's so many different, you know, 20 hours a day, like as well, like you said,
A, that's not really realistic, but B, we need to be,
you can lay down and very compassionate with ourselves and be okay that it's not going to be perfect every day. But
so
you know,
I think
what,
for me,
just having the
if someone's sitting
being with ourselves
calmly
and
quietly for 10 minutes,
even if you've got thoughts in your head, it's not so much about
has to have
how it is
that
I'm doing
and whether or not I was good.
I truly believe that, like having
something, you know,
yourself.
I want to just touch on it because you had mentioned
regardless
of
what you're
comparing,
regardless
of
whether you're
so
fidgeting
or
not,
and
I think there's so many different ways to meditate as well.
Like you said,
oh, someone else meditates better,
guided meditation,
you can lay down and breathe, you can go
for a
walking
meditation. I think if
we
just
let ourselves be and do it in our own way,
so I think just having the practice of
being with
ourselves and
being
in a quiet space,
I think
because I struggle with that as well.
It's not so much about
how it is that I'm doing it and whether or not I was a good
Facebook detox.
It's something, you know, I want to just touch on it
because
you mentioned
a while ago
so much comparing
ourselves
right now,
and being
so hard on ourselves.
It's comparative, right?
And you're just like, oh,
to
man,
others,
like, right? And so
how does that person do that?
And they look so perfect.
Oh, someone else meditates better, or someone else does
so much
better,
and they've got this.
I think if we just let ourselves be and do it in our own way,
I know for me, I start feeling
that might help us.
Maybe I'm not doing
comparison
in other
me.
Maybe
I
should
do something
different,
right?
And I
because I struggle with that as well. It's a huge challenge
for
my confidence. I find
so maybe what I
you know, it's almost like, okay, do I need to
listen to that a bit, because I'm finding that there's just Dixie's podcast, or can I listen to another podcast that's very comparative, right? And you're just like, oh man, things, and that are, how does that person do that? And they look so perfect, and they're doing, they're trying to make so much money, and they've got this, and they're so quote unquote. I think sitting with myself, I know for me, I start allowing myself just to be me. Maybe I'm not doing things right, but this isn't for me. Because then it's like, you know what? I'm just going to do this my own way.
Start getting really,
I can't compare myself to other people.
I lose my confidence.
Yeah. So, you know, it's almost like, okay, do I need to listen to that, or can I listen to, you know, Dixie's podcast, or can I listen to another podcast that's very inspiring with women that are doing some amazing things?
You're losing your confidence, you know, as everyone else is moving forward, and very much like you said earlier too, like sometimes I think sitting with myself on the sideline, watching everything happen,
allowing myself just to be me, is
watching everyone else be successful.
It's like, you know what, I'm just going to do this my own way.
What the hell am I doing?
I can't compare myself to other people.
You know, and I think, and with COVID, I struggle like with
it allowed me to
try some different avenues, some different things that is
I haven't had the time for.
You know, you're busy
losing your confidence.
You know, thank God. You know, as a business,
everyone else is moving, building it,
and very much on certain ways. Too.
Like sometimes I'm still standing on the sideline,
watching everything happen,
watching everything go by,
watching everyone else be successful,
really focused on,
you know, it's like,
what
the hell am I doing? And then all of a sudden, you know, and I think, you know, even with COVID,
where's the,
like, it allowed me to try some different avenues,
some different things.
You know, and how do you get?
I haven't had the buzz in that same field.
Because
magic that happens
when you know, thank God you're busy in your business, but
you're totally engaged
with the focused on a certain group of people.
You know,
versus before
to video,
you know, it was really focusing on,
even though your video is being seen by multiple people
and speaking and leveraging.
You know, I think that's
how. And then all the pieces that I took is
everything.
Remind yourself that you are
still like, talking one to one,
but your video
now
instead of
a
live event,
you know, viral, it can,
you know, and how do you get that same
buzz and that same
feel? Because there's, you know, there's magic,
you know,
that happens
the other part
when you're standing in the, you know, room,
part of the,
and you're totally engaged.
When I was speaking,
the people were leaning in,
you could watch
versus going back to video,
you know,
and it was
that
was also confirmation.
Even though your video is being seen by
multiple
people,
it's still,
and then
you
finish
talking,
and then people are coming out that I
took to you, and they want
remind yourself that you are
talking
one
with
the
one.
Video,
you know,
but
your video can still go.
I did a
you know,
few
viral
talks earlier this year,
reach
and
lots
you know, it was just like,
people.
You go on,
you
do the video,
watching.
And then you're off. And
you know, and that's
there
the part.
There's no feedback,
you know.
You know,
so was anyone listening to my message?
For me,
does anyone enjoy my message? I don't know.
People were leaning in.
Yeah,
watch people's body language. You know,
that's so challenging,
right?
I guess the engagement comes in different ways, though. Like, are people emailing
and then
you
finish talking, and then people are coming up and talking to you.
Right.
Or the nice thing about Facebook,
you know,
Live,
so the video,
or, you know live video,
is
or live stream
is talks earlier,
you know, I loved
mm-hmm.
And you know, it was just like, you go on, you do the video, and then you're
and
off,
I like to
and
engage as
there
much
as I can.
There's no feedback,
you know.
So is anyone listening to my message?
A couple comments.
Does anyone enjoy my message? I don't know.
Yeah.
You know, because
anyone?
I mean,
that's so challenging, right?
You know, it helps.
I guess the engagement comes in different ways,
delivering something
of value, emailing you or texting you or
otherwise
connecting with you.
Right.
What's the nice thing about Facebook
right.
Live
is
we're,
you
know, doing live
too.
Video
like,
is we're live streaming.
There's no traction.
Those,
what's happening?
You know,
right.
Mm-hmm. You know?
But sometimes that's okay too,
like
right? Like we've kind of become
as
conditioned to also look at like how
like
many people liked it, how many people viewed
yes,
it, and you know, sometimes
you know, because
you just got to do it for the sake of doing it because
I mean,
you know that it's going to
you know, it
be growing
helps build
your
content,
your voice,
you are delivering something.
At least that's
how
I'm thinking about it.
Right.
Too. Maybe
otherwise,
hopefully I'm not justifying
like,
well, no one liked this one, but
well, like I had a beautiful conversation just yesterday
that too.
It's like
one of my
there's no traction. What's happening?
You know, we're talking about
but sometimes it's
and
sometimes that's okay too, right? Like we've kind
of
become conditioned to
and so
also look at like how many people liked it, how
yes,
many people
yes,
viewed it, and
she
you know, sometimes
you know
you just got to do it for the sake
of
doing it because you
heart,
know that it's
that
going to be growing your content,
back,
your
and
voice.
And
at least that's how I'm thinking about it too. Maybe I'm hoping I'm not justifying.
Well,
no one liked this one, but
well, like I had a beautiful conversation just yesterday.
One of my beautiful,
but it's
not necessarily about.
I mean,
yes,
and we were talking
we
about generosity, and one of her
however,
values
is around
it
generosity.
Really does come back down.
And so
to,
she
for
loves
me, it's about
to
being
do things
service.
Just
mm-hmm.
like
yeah.
How did
she
believe
an
impact
today?
You
know,
like
if you just give from a full,
even whether
heart,
it's through a conversation,
that person
or
eventually
might
just through,
you know, someone drops
and
something
and
you just happen to pick it up. right? Which or he gave many examples of. And to be honest, I've seen that in my practice as well.
Lose their money out of their pocket.
It's not about giving whatever
to get,
you know, and you just
but it's not necessarily about,
you know,
it's
that
yes, in business we are here to get sales.
Ignored it.
However,
it really does come back to acknowledge that it's about
being of service.
You know, like how did I make an impact?
And also just to, I think even in that,
even whether it's through a conversation or whether it's just through, you know, someone drops.
And that's kind of how I've always
to pick it up, right?
Mm-hmm. Or
come to the table. That networking isn't always just about, you know, what's the return on investment?
Lose their money out of their pockets,
or whatever.
It's the investment,
you know, and you just pick them up.
And I mean,
a lot of
give
people
it,
in my life
right
now,
you could have just walked
are
away
now from those investments
or
of time.
Just,
you know,
to
acknowledge that person, you know, it's, you know,
do something kind,
you know, years.
And also just to, I think,
you know,
for a few years.
But it's just, it's a nice easy.
And that's kind of how
we left off.
And to me, that's
come to the
you
table.
Know, that's relational.
Networking isn't always just about,
right?
You know, what's
and
the
so
return
those
on investment.
The,
you know,
they don't know.
It's the investment,
you know, the
friendship.
And so I remind
a lot of people in my life right now.
Whatever you are putting
are
out
now
there,
from
you know,
those
investments
of
time.
You know,
mm-hmm. you know, it's the, oh, well, like you and I.
Tomorrow.
Well, you don't, or... And, you know, and it kind of tweaks something, like there's that saying
talked,
like about putting
you know?
Out the ripples, right? Like you throw
a
stone
for
in,
a few
in the
years,
water and it ripples
but it's just,
out.
It's a nice, easy pickup.
Actually, those ripples will
off.
Come back.
To me, that,
we just don't
know, you
know
that's
when
relational.
Because they're all traveling mm-hmm. at different speeds,
right?
Right? So
yeah.
again,
it's,
we're not doing
the,
it
know,
because
we
want to get
know.
Something back
you know, and
necessarily.
That's the reminder.
Like we are doing it from a good intention, a good place. You know, we want to give of ourselves.
You don't know.
But I do believe those ripples will come back at some point in one way, shape, or form. And they're very good positive.
You don't.
If you're putting it out there positively, it will come back to us.
And it kind of tweaks something. Like
we just don't always
saying
know
like about
how
putting out the
or
ripples,
when. And that's
right?
Not really
like
up to us to
in
question
the
water
or when
it ripples out. It's up to us to take
those
action,
ripples. Will
right?
Come
it's up
back.
To us to show up every
we
day.
Just
it's up to us to like put it out there
because
they're all
traveling
at different speeds, right? So
and
again, it's
we're
not
to
doing
to
it because we want to get
living
back
like
our best
lives.
We are
doing
authentic
and
being vulnerable
and
being out of our comfort zone
and doing something that we feel.
I do believe those ripples will come back at some point in one way, shape, or form.
That's what we're here to do.
Really good, positive way. If we're putting it out there positively, it will come
lives
better. Make
our,
the
we just don't always know
us better
how
or when, and that's not really up
and
to
everything
us
else. Question
kind of
how
back,
or
when.
The how and the why, and
it's
I know
up to
I get
us
caught
to take
up in
the action.
How is going
to
happen?
It's up to us
like,
to show up every day.
Happen?
It's up to us
you
to
know,
like, put
when
it out there. It's up to
happen?
Us to
what's
connect
the action
with people.
Steps? And sometimes it's
and
like the action steps
it's up to
just
us to be
action,
living like our best lives, being authentic
and all that,
being vulnerable and being out of our comfort zone and doing something that we feel really deeply in.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what we're here
we
to do
to let that go
we're
and
I think
to
like make another
our lives
better
make
our
years
the people's lives around
part,
us better
right?
Like
yeah
and everything else will kind of come back
being
like the how and the why and I know I get caught up in that
being
like,
a
how
bit
is gonna happen
it.
Like how do I make
right.
this happen
letting
you know, when is this gonna happen what's the action step
and
not forcing the action
steps
or
just
do the
action
forcing things just
doing
it and the when and all that all the detail stuff
by
letting
it
go I feel like we're
open
back to ourselves
the universe will sort of out
mm-hmm.
that's
and
part of staying open to things
we
and
need to let that go and I think that's
focused
another
on
lesson
and
learned over
the
years
and
the
I
letting
feel
go
like sometimes
part,
you
right like you miss
yeah.
opportunities
doing
right
things,
like you'll just
but
walk right by,
them,
by an open
right?
door because
having
that's
goal,
not being
a
bit detached from it but
mm-hmm.
right we don't know all
letting
the time,
things
right?
go
so
and not being
it's
so
feeling of openness and being
open
talked about that too like not
forcing
while not being
super
attached
let it go
that's such a paradox right by letting it go I feel like we're
practice you know to me that
like,
really is the,
that's
I mean,
part of staying
a
open to things
of,
and
to me spirituality
if we're too
right
focused on
the it's
how the
art
and the when then
really
I
letting
feel like
go right and that, that's ongoing
right?
Lesson
like
it's like even
walk
though
right
you think
by,
you're letting go your body's still
that's
holding
not what
it.
You think you're looking for
or your subconscious
time,
is still
right?
holding
so
onto it because you don't have enough information
feeling of openness and being open to
and you know and
while not being super
you know
that's such a paradox right but it's so
but it's a practice you know and to me that really is the, I mean
how it has to be in your head
in
spirituality
right
mm-hmm.
analogy of walking
it's
by
the
art
door.
Of
so
really letting
that,
go
you know
right
and
that,
do
that's
too.
An ongoing
sometimes
lesson
you know I'm
it's
in
like,
my head
know,
you
think
you're letting
go
your
body's
still
holding
on
to
it
because
I'm
trying
to
drive
your subconscious
is
still
surrendering
because you don't have enough information to fully process
flow of
it through and but yeah
it's
the art of detaching
you know
that
you know, and even the energy of manifestation, you know, I play in manifestation a lot.
And it's just like, well, you know,
how it has to be in your head. I personally have a hard time letting goals or timelines of this is going to happen by this date.
So many people do that, you know, and I do it too.
I'm not one,
you know, I'm in my head structure, and that's when I know I'm missing out.
And so it's really,
because I'm trying to drive it into allowing when it's going to, you know,
you don't know when that door is going to open.
Yeah, it's letting go.
It's also kind of stepping back to allow
yourself to see,
you know, and even the energy of manifestation, you know, right? I play in manifestation a lot,
you know, walking and it's into just like being slow enough, you know,
to see, oh, that I
have
open.
I personally have a hard time setting goals and timelines
about this is going to happen by this date,
having
this
a conversation
time.
With someone
and I, you know, I'm not so focused on their business structure.
One way
of like, yeah, no.
And so it's really, no, you know, just surrendering to
just,
allowing,
you know what?
When it's going
to, no, for right now,
you don't know when that
maybe
door's
it will be something opening,
but
it's also kind of
stepping back to allow
the right direction to go in
and allow it
potential,
right?
Right,
and that's just, you know, walking into being slow enough, I think, to see, oh, that
door's
open,
instead of trying to push our own agenda. It's like, be curious about that,
having a conversation with someone and
say something that,
you know, they're so focused on
this
whole direction or gives you that final piece that you've been so
hard
for,
instead of just
not, you know what,
it's a no for right now.
Yeah,
and maybe it would be something
interesting story, but manifestation, because I'm part of a group coaching
right
kind of
to go in
a group
a
where
later.
We meet a couple times a week,
right?
Or a couple times a month,
curiosity,
and just talk about our business and our practice.
Being curious.
The topic
instead
came up about building community and
like
how do we do that, and it's about relationships and building,
say
kind of connecting with people who are of like-minded that you can maybe work with or do some cross-marketing with, or just building strategic kind of partnerships potentially, like, you know, just to kind of like, I have a guessing story about manifestation. And so I was like, yeah, you know what, that's a really good thing. I have a couple of people that I want to reach out to
where
we
build
my
meet,
you know, to
grow
my community,
a couple times
a month,
presence,
just talk about our
but I'm trying, you know, I'm
like kind of have in my head like, here's
the topic came up about building community,
and literally the next day we do that, and it's about relationships,
and then we talked,
and it's like,
do you want to
kind of connecting with people who are of like-minded,
like
maybe work with,
again, I just have this conversation about how do I grow my audience,
just building, right? And I had it in my head like, I'm going to do it this way,
but
you know,
out of the blue,
just to kind of like, this was
again,
not part of the
learning plan.
Grow.
Thankfully,
it
wasn't.
You know,
that's
a beautiful
plan.
Thing. I have a couple of
right, and I had
a
chance
to
chat with you, and I haven't
chatted
to
grow
my
community
time,
and grow
my
presence
to reconnect.
But
it's just but
I'm trying, you know,
how
like
you put it out there
in my head, like here's
about
how I'm going
to. My intention was I want to grow my
audience. Literally, the next day, you
connect with different people and
you know just
kind of
see what it's like there. And
when
your brain's open to that, things will.
Again, I just was having this conversation about how do I grow my audience.
Text. Right, and I had it in my head like
I think
I'm going to do
staying
it this
in that
way,
belief,
but like,
every,
out of the
blue,
every once in a while,
not,
a bit of,
this was
not
part
of the
faith,
and then the universe.
Thankfully,
says, oh, no,
it wasn't because it was not going to
this
whole
plan.
Because
right, and
you
I had
know,
a chance to
chat
with you,
and
I haven't
had
a few minutes, right,
and
it
was
so amazing,
and
it connects. But it's just interesting how when you put it out,
the universe
always intentional
line.
My intention was I want to grow my audience. I'm going to connect with different people, and you know, just kind of see what's out there. And when
you up to the end,
brain's open to that, things will
happen,
right? Like people will call you.
My time with
text
you
and I think it's
so
staying in that belief and every
bit,
you know
so
every once in a while there's a bit of
last final
hope
words
and a bit of faith
or,
and then the universe says oh
no
like you're not going
to
lose hope and faith because
wrap up today?
You know someone's
well,
going to call
really
you and that happens
well,
right
thank
and
you
it's
so
much so
for the
amazing and it keeps me like
I think I just want to
the universe always
saying,
keeps
you know, connect
right around you don't forget about that. I think that's really important.
I couldn't agree more.
Don't be hard on yourself.
Well, just coming up to the end, this has been such a wonderful conversation with you, and I really as always
just taking some action. Doesn't have to be big, but going for
so
a walk,
just in
texting
the last
a friend,
bit. So
you know, having a cup of tea and taking some deep breaths.
Or,
I think it's you know, looking after
like
ourselves. I think just some little tiny little things.
Well, this has been
really
wonderful.
Beneficial.
Well,
listen to some podcasts.
So
turn off the news.
The
listen to something really, really.
I think I just
want to
leave you by saying, you know, connect with people around.
So yeah, I think
don't forget about
lots of little things
that
we can do
to
get us through the next.
Don't be hard on yourself.
We talked about you know the gifts of imperfection and
just
really
embracing ourselves.
And just taking
well,
some action. It doesn't have to be big, but going
thank
for
you,
a
Dixie.
Walk, texting a friend,
with Vera,
you know, having a cup of tea and taking some
website.
Deep breaths. I think it's, you know, looking after ourselves. I think just some
right,
little tiny here. Little things.
I'm so focused
really
on
beneficial.
What you're saying.
Listen to some podcasts, turn off the news,
this.
Listen to something really, really inspirational, or read some good
so yeah,
books.
Yeah, you can connect with Vera at
so yeah,
VAI
I think there's lots of little
org.
Things that we can do to,
can also
to get us through
LinkedIn,
the next little while.
And Instagram
and,
at VAI
and just stay happy and healthy
and
positive.
You know, thank you again, Vera, for
for being
well. Thank you, Vera.
And thank you, Dixie.
Connect with Vera.
Lots of juicy nuggets on her website. So I hope for those of you who are watching that you enjoyed it as much as I did. And
I was so focused on what you're saying.
And just to take action about inspired action on one key thing that you're
So you can connect with Vera at vaiconsulting.org.
So thank you, everyone.
You can also follow her on LinkedIn, Facebook, and Instagram
at vaiconsulting. And, thank you again, Vera, for being a guest. And